Ryan O'Reilly joins us now. First and foremost, Ryan, appreciate your time and thank you for joining us. It's been fun to watch this team on the road trip. But of course, we learned that Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette said, hey, we're not going to see you two in the Sphere. What was the reaction and response from the team after that canceled trip?
obviously we're disappointed. I thought it was a good time for the team to kind of come together. But, no, I think it's, we came into the break and didn't perform the way we wanted to, and they wanted to change it, and that's their decision. And it was a good reset for us and to focus. And as you can see, the last two games, I thought we played, very well. Obviously, I think, anytime you can do stuff together as a team is good, but, when things are going well, you don't get rewarded, and that's what happened. And, we moved on from it. I thought, last night was a huge win for us. The guys played great. Everyone was involved, and just we got to keep moving on, keep winning these games.
We've kind of seen that from the Predators throughout this season, where maybe you lose a couple and then you win a few and lose a couple and win a few. It's kind of been a bit of a back and forth season, and that's really been kind of the tale of these last 2 weeks. A couple of tough games last week against New Jersey and then Dallas at home, and then two great games at St. Louis and, of course, at Vegas last night. What have you seen has been the difference in some of the peaks and valleys of this team the past couple of weeks?
The biggest thing, I think when we came out of the break, there was just kind of, obviously it's a tough schedule. I think we were one of the last teams on break, and we just came out, we were just kind of slow and hesitating, and, respect our team in a sense, everyone I think is always working hard, and, when we got into trouble there, it was just, that hesitation and not kind of just trusting and going. It was like, no one wanted to make mistakes, and, these last two games, the mentality is, who cares? It's like, let's go. Let's trust our game and, just compete and go from there. And you can see, we are much faster. We're back check, we're smothering teams, and even offensively too, we're quick, we're on pucks, and, that little, shift of mindset, and everyone on that same page of just, not trying to hang around and win the game. It's just go try to take it from them. You can see how effective it is. It's something that we, have to be consistent with and bring tomorrow night, because it's going to be another tough challenge for us.
Predators forward Ryan O'Reilly is with us. Ryan, how much do you all as players in the locker room keep the trade deadline in mind?
It is tough because, in our position too, there's, tons of rumors going around, and, it's something that, I was part of it last year too and got shipped out around this time. And, it's always on the back of your mind, especially with social media. Everyone kind of has rumors and speculation. It's tough. But, we kind of touched on it. We had a team meeting of just kind of, hey, we all want to be here. We want to win. We want to keep this group together. And let's focus on what we can control. And that's, just showing up and being ready to work and compete for each other.
We'll talk with Nashville Predators, Ryan O'Reilly. Now, Ryan, because we had this discussion after the 9-2 loss, and there are several different avenues you can go down. You can say, hey, listen, let's just flush that tape. Let's not watch it because it's not indicative of who we are as players. Let's flush it. Or we can get in there and we can watch it and we can watch the hard stuff and make some corrections and kind of move on from there. What approach did Coach Bruno take with you guys in regards to that game?
We did watch it, and wasn't pretty. I don't think anyone enjoyed that. That was one of the worst games, obviously of the season, and everything just went wrong. And we looked at it, we saw all the areas we were terrible in, and it was needed. Unfortunately, would love to wash it, but we looked at it and saw it, and had came out and had a really hard practice, and then moved through it that way. But I think it was just it was good for us, and that's something that can't happen again.
Now you come off two back-to-back wins against very good teams, the St. Louis Blues, and obviously last night versus Vegas. How do you approach those two games? essentially after the break, after the loss, and then approach those two games, because you guys have played lights out. I mean, Lincoln was good in the net last night. Soros was good in the net the game before that. What is said amongst the veteran guys, you included, that has put y'all in a position where y'all have beaten two really good teams?
And I think the thing that we've been stressing is just kind of like little details of our game. I think we come to the break and it's like, okay, hey, we want to get in. We've got to win a bunch of games and, we can't give up anything. And it's a little more outcome focused. And I think after that loss in these last two games, it's from, I think, the veteran guys just, harping on the details. You do the right things. You constantly have the communication of, being responsible for each other, doing the right thing, staying engaged and just the task at hand. And, when we do that, I think that obviously just helps us, play a lot faster, play cleaner. And we're not, trying to make the playoffs in one game. All that matters is just this next game ahead of us. And, we chip away at that.
We're talking to Ryan O'Reilly of the Nashville Predators, coming off a big win last night in Vegas, 5-3. They take on the LA Kings tomorrow night. Ryan, I had a good conversation with Luke Evangelista. He's played really well these last couple of games, and he really commended yourself and the other leaders on the team. He talked about, the guys that've got rings, guys who have been through the battles. It's got to feel good to you, because that's one of the things I know was kind of presented to you by Barry Trotz and Andrew Burnett when you joined the Predators, is to have a good influence on these young guys. And here you are two-thirds into the season. I could really hear it in Luke's voice how much of an impression guys like you have made. Does that make you feel pretty good?
Oh, absolutely. It's always nice when, young guys like that, they're up-and-coming players and they respect you and they listen to you. And, I think it's something that's tough to do too. I think, growing up, I know myself in the game, you're young, sometimes you think you got it figured out, but, these young guys, and Luke especially, they're so respectful. You can tell they're learning. They're doing what they can to be better pros and better players. And it's fun to be around, because they've got great energy and, just really good players too. So it's really fun to be a part of it.
You now join a pretty rare group. You've got a 20 goal season for four different teams. There's only three other guys in the league that can say that, but you've always shown the ability. Even last year, you got dealt at the trade deadline. You jump in to a Toronto team and made a good contribution there, but you've shown the ability to go into a different situation and make your presence felt and acclimate. What do you think has been unique about this team now that you're well into this first year in Nashville?
Obviously a lot of things I've been impressed with and reasons why I signed here. I've been impressed when, we dial into, our skating game and, how hard we can be to play against, and kind of coming to the end of the season, thought we were going to be a little bit, and a little more offensive minded, but you could see though with our structure, when we play fast and have this mindset of playing quick but also returning quick, it's really tough to play against. In some of the best games, even a game like last night, we just frustrated them, and it's so fun to be a part of. And it's tough to do. There's some really good players in this game, but I've been really impressed with our group. When we do that the right way, we're right there with these top teams and frustrating them and, making it hard on them. And that, to me, it's impressive and why I think this team can have success. It's, it excites me.
One thing that really jumps out when you guys are on your game, you saw it last night, and I'm just wondering your perspective when you see one of these kind of plays happen, but like Jeremy Lauzon just crushed a couple of guys, and he seems to do it every night. Luke Shen's been really getting involved physically here. I feel like you guys are starting to get a reputation of being one of the harder hitting teams. That you look at the stat sheet every night, you guys are up there in that category. What kind of impact do you think that has each night when you guys are doing it right?
Oh yeah, that's something not easy to play against. It's great. I think our back end is, our D are so good, and Lauzon and Shenner, they lead the way in that. No one really, I think, wants to go out there and play against those guys. And that, that's, how you win. I think you have to have that edge. And, those guys that we're playing against, you know, they're, you know, they're disappointed to have to go against those guys. And yeah, that's exactly what you want. It's impressive. And yeah, part of the reason, you know, we can, you know, be that mean team and go and frustrate teams is because of that.
One more thing for me, another guy that we were just talking about as you came on, is Cody Glass. And he's had a lot of issues. It had to feel great for him last night to score against his former team. It always does, I'm sure. But the confidence boost that I'm sure that gave him, you've been seeing it. You know, the other areas of his game have gotten stronger and stronger these last few weeks. He's such a critical player. But what are you seeing on him, you know, as a guy who plays the same position as you do, where his game could go and how important that could be?
Yeah, he's been playing outstanding. Yeah, I think I feel like the starts here just couldn't get a bounce with these injuries. And, you know, it's nice to kind of, it's tough coming back from them. And you can see now he's kind of really, like you said, kind of getting more confident, trusting his game because he's obviously a kid that, such a good kid, works so hard, but also so smart out there. You see when he reads the play and plays he makes, it's very impressive. And, you know, I think it's only, you know, going to get better from here as he gets more confidence. And that goal last night was just unbelievable. He, you know, picks the puck out of the air and then blasts it home like that. It was amazing. And it's nice to see him start to get rewarded for it because he works so hard and such a good kid and just a really good hockey player.
Ryan O'Reilly, Predators forward, is with us. And Willie mentions Cody Glass. I'll kind of apply the same question to a lot of these young guys, whether it's a Luke Evangelista or a Tommy Novak. Cody Glass, of course, like Willie mentioned. How have you seen their game grow? What have you noticed from some of those young guys since Barry Trotz, you know, brought in this, you along with the rest of this this class this past year, to bring in serial winners and not just contribute to this team, but also be role models for some of these young guys? What have you seen from them?
Yeah, I think, they've been, you know, outstanding. I think Novi, too, is, you know, really making some unbelievable plays out there. And another amazing goal last night, too. It's just, seeing him get some confidence with it is awesome. He's such a smart player and just creator too. The way he holds on to the puck and, you know, Evangelista too. You know, last couple games the goals, huge timely goals, kind of sparks us. It's good to see. And you know, for me, obviously, you know, veteran guy, it's seeing the stuff away, like the little things that they do that is impressive. You know, the heavy on pucks, the way they're positioning their sticks and little puck battles. You know, it's cool to see that growth, and that's something that's so important for younger players, is kind of seeing those details and doing them. And you can see how, you know, personally when I see it, it's fun to watch, to see these guys taking steps. It's awesome.
Last one from me, Ryan. I asked you about, you know, how much do you keep the trade deadline in mind? How much do you keep the playoffs in mind?
It's not as much as you think. I think, it's always in the back of your mind. Everyone, you know, that's the goal. You get in and then you have a chance and you kind of, you tackle that. But, you know, for us in this playoff hunt right now, you have to stay in the moment. You have to stay in just, you know, the game. This next game is the only thing that matters. And you got to give it your full attention because it's a tough league to win in. And, it's diving into the task at hand, staying engaged in that. And you just keep marching forward. And I think we'll like the result by the time playoff time comes.
Predators forward Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan, really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against the Kings and safe travels back to Nashville next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. You too.